a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
Steve Miller grew up in a musical family, which saw him gravitate to the guitar when he was 4. It didn't hurt that his dad, Dr. George Miller, was a jazz lover and amateur recording engineer who befriended the likes of such musical legends as Les Paul, Charles Mingus, and T-Bone Walker, all of whom gave tips to his young son. By 12, Steve was fronting his own band, which continues 67 years later. Another noteworthy entry on his resume was holding out for a record deal until he was given 100% artistic control, which is what Capitol Records agreed to when they signed him in 1967.
That's how it started. That's how we were able to make the records we wanted to make. So we started that way, and then instantly nothing happened for 7 years. Capitol Records at the time had just had this long run with the Beatles, and they hadn't really created anything, and they were really in a mess. And we were basically making these records and selling 100,000 albums, which was a lot of albums then. AM radio wouldn't touch us. It was all underground FM radio. But we were paying the bills, and they were just like, great, give us another record. Great, give us another record. Great, give us another record. I think we made 4 records in 18 months or something. And, you know, young, stupid, and writing a lot, and we just kept making the records.
In fact, it was a total of 7 albums in 5 years. But little did Steve know that his luck was about to change when he and the band went into Capitol Records Studio B in Los Angeles in July of 1973 to begin work on the final album of his contract.
It was the first record I produced myself, where I didn't have somebody else helping me produce it or telling me what I should be doing. And we cut the record, quickly mixed it, got it done. I remember getting the janitor at Capitol Records, who had the keys to everything, to unlock the executive playback room so we could make sure the speakers were in phase this time. Played it. Some kid stood up and said, I think the Joker's really a cool song. That's probably a hit single. I said, you know what? I'm leaving town to go do a 60-city tour. Just make sure that you've got records in the store. I don't care about singles anymore. It's never going to happen. And, you know, went out and did the tour, and I remember coming back to San Francisco, and the Joker was on 4 radio stations at the same time.
Released as a single in October of 1973, the Joker proved, in Miller's words, to be a, quote, real, no-kidding, non-stop hit, unquote, played on virtually every radio station around the world and topping the Billboard Hot 100. So remember that artistic control Steve fought so hard for in 1967? Well, he's still manning the ship, and he's just curated a box set celebrating the 50th anniversary of that landmark album. Available in multiple configurations, J50, The Evolution of the Joker, contains the original 9-track album, alongside 27 previously unreleased recordings from his archive, including demos recorded in hotel rooms on the road and on stage, plus studio outtakes and rehearsals, as well as 6 audio commentary tracks from Miller himself.
Hi, everybody. Steve Miller here. Welcome to the J's 50th, The Evolution of the Joker. You're in the Wayback Machine, and the dial's been set to 1973. And we're going to take a deep dive into the archives and find out how this all happened.
Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Welcome to this hour-long exclusive special. Steve Miller, J50, The Evolution of the Joker, All Access.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker.
smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker. I'm a grinner. I'm a lover. And I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. My music in the sun. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. Keep talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, don't worry. No, don't worry, mama. 'Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby, now show you a good time.
Steve Miller and his first number one song, The Joker, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the album of the same name here on J50, The Evolution of the Joker, All Access. This new collection not only reintroduces us to that iconic album, but Steve also provides commentary explaining how some of the songs came together, including the title track.
I'm back in the hotel room working on a tune called Lie Die, which we recorded but didn't release. Then back to another hotel room working on another unreleased tune called Traveling. This tune helped me find the chords for the chorus for The Joker.
I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Got to get my loving on the run.
I didn't finish the lyrics for The Joker until the night before we recorded it. I was lying on the hood of my GTO, my back against the windshield, looking up at the sky, fooling around with the bass line and singing the first verse. Some people call me the space cowboy. Some call me the gangster of love. Some call me Maurice because I speak of the pompousness of love. And then it came to me. I'm a picker. I'm a grinner. I'm a lover. I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker.
I got to get my loving on the run.
We were ready to go.
In a car, flying in a plane, don't really matter, it's all just the same. Just as long as the ground keeps moving under me, this guitar will surely be free. I'm a picker, I'm a winner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I sing my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. That's the way I have my fun.
Captured at the Record Plant in Sausalito, California on July 1st, 1973, that's Travelin', looking for the chorus for the Joker. That was from a radio broadcast prior to Steve and the band going into the studio later that month to record the album that became the Joker. And it's one of the 27 previously unreleased recordings you're going to find on J50, The Evolution of the Joker. Another unreleased performance Steve included on this collection is one that's very familiar to his legion of fans, which he not only references in The Joker, but it's also one of his nicknames. Despite not being pleased with it, he included it on his third album, 1969's Brave New World.
Space Cowboy was a tune that I really did not want to put on the record. I didn't like the way it sounded. You know, it was a song that I wrote with Ben Sidran in about 15 minutes and, you know, did the recording, and the engineers all said, are you crazy? You're not going to put that on there? And sometimes your own perception of what you're doing isn't as good as others.
Told you about living in the U.S. of A. You know that I'm a fixture of love.
Captured in Berkeley, California on July 14th, 1972, that's Steve Miller and Space Cowboy. That performance is one of three live acoustic tracks that sets the stage and kicks off J50, The Evolution of the Joker, his 50th anniversary release in celebration of his eighth album, 1973's The Joker, here on All Access. When you drop the needle on The Joker, the very first track that you heard was one that Miller wrote, Sugar Babe. Like many of the other tracks on J50, Miller provides commentary and examples of how the song came together.
In the beginning, Sugar Babe was a vague idea on an acoustic guitar that I had in a hotel room, and it turned into a powerful electric riff in the studio. But in this first recording, it's just a small seed of an idea. I had images of Arkansas and Louisiana in my head, and a melody line that was floating over the undefined guitar part.
Down where I was born, there is a man who plays a horn. He doesn't care what time of day, he just plays. Back in Arkansas, the prettiest women that you ever saw, down in Arkansas.
Eventually the fog lifted and it got defined on the stage and in the studio, and that's what you hear.
Thank you.
Through the different steps it took to create Sugar Babe, the first track on the Joker, as laid out on his new collection, J50, The Evolution of the Joker.
Yeah, come on, babe.
When we return, Steve will take us into the kitchen. So pull up a chair. We'll be right back.
Want you to come on, babe, into my kitchen, yeah. Well, all right.
Human beings make at least 35,000 decisions a day. So it's a good thing that listening to the best radio station isn't something you have to think about. Proceed to rock on with 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back to Steve Miller J50, The Evolution of the Joker, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. Prior to moving to San Francisco in 1966, which led to his record deal, Steve Miller was educated on the south side of Chicago.
When I got through with college, you know, my parents said, what are you going to do, you know, now that school's over? And I said, well, you know, I want to go to Chicago and play blues, and that's where I went. And when I got there, Muddy Waters was working the clubs, Howlin' Wolf was working the clubs, Junior Wells and Buddy Guy were just kids in the neighborhood who were just coming up. Paul Butterfield Band was there. And it was the closest place where I could go and be in a mature music scene where there was a lot of great artists. And it was just perfect timing. I was through with school, went to Chicago, all this was going on, and the next thing I knew I was in a band with Barry Goldberg, and we were playing in Chicago, and I was learning a lot. It was a great, great time for me musically.
Despite no longer being called the Steve Miller Blues Band, the blues was still in his blood, which is evident on The Joker.
The album started coming together when I finished several live recordings of Come On In My Kitchen, the beautiful and haunting Delta Blues written by Robert Johnson.
You better come on into my kitchen, because it is going to be raining.
kitchen, yeah, yeah, because it is going to be raining outdoors. Hey, hey, I said, baby, come on, baby, come on. Well, come on, mama, let's have some fun. You better come on, baby, into my kitchen, yeah, yeah, because it is going to be raining outdoors.
On the road and recorded live in Boston. So live performances were becoming part of the vision for what would become the final version of the Joker album.
You know, there's somebody somewhere done you wrong. Your revenge, no. I said, if somebody somewhere done you wrong, oh, don't worry about your revenge, no, no. Cause that's when evil. But a child, when I first met you, baby, I used to let you run wild, but somewhere. We'll be right back.
Live cut Steve Miller included on The Joker. First up was his cover of Robert Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen, recorded at the Tower Theater in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. And that was followed by an original blues number, Evil, which went down at the Aquarius Theater in Boston. The success of The Joker was life-changing and fiscally rewarding for Miller. And one of the things that money bought him was a well-deserved break.
That gave me the space till I called my agent and said, that's it, I'm not touring for a year. And he went, what? And I said, I'm exhausted. You know, and the band actually broke up. We went into the studio to record some more, and we were so worn out and so burned out that everybody just, I couldn't do this anymore.
You give me something to come home to. Something to believe in. I know in my heart you have loved me from the start. Oh, baby, I know that it's real. I can tell by the way that I something to believe in. Yes, and you give me something to go on living for.
Lie down, my love, lie down.
Something to Believe In, the final track on The Joker. Oh, and as for that year off, Steve wasn't exactly relaxing on a beach.
I started working on writing more stuff. I got an 8-track tape recorder and put it in my house. Went into the studio and cut all the basic tracks for Fly Like an Eagle and Book of Dreams at the same time with Lonnie Turner and Gary Malabar, and just as a trio, and then took the tapes to my house and then worked on the lyrics and sang everything and did all the guitar solos and stuff myself over an 18-month period, and then felt like I really had everything focused.
And our focus is on the third and final segment of our 50th anniversary celebration of The Joker, when Steve Miller J50 The Evolution of The Joker All Access flies back right after this.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Be honest, when you were little, you really never thought it would come down to this, did you?
Once again, you're showing off your smarts. You've hung around for the last bit of party celebrating the 50th anniversary of The Joker. This is Steve Miller, J50, The Evolution of The Joker, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. Here's Steve on the evolution of his super fun cool song from The Joker called Shubada Do Ma Ma Ma.
This side starts with a fusion experiment from just before The Joker was recorded. It's an unreleased song called Hat. This led to working on several more new ideas, one called Say Hey Ray and another one called The White Elephant, that finally grew into the song Shubada Do Ma 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 Ma.
A taste of White Elephant off the new Steve Miller J50, The Evolution of the Joker collection. Now here's Steve with more about the song.
Shabada do ma ma ma, that jazz for
well, you. I don't know about that one. You know, that was just a thing I just made up. I never really thought too much about it, and it just came out of nowhere one day, and you know, working with Gerald Johnson, who's a great bass player, and anything you play with Gerald is always, you know, really fun. And we just sort of cooked that baby up one day in the studio, and I wrote the lyrics for it real quick, and away it went.
Mama, 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 mama
The final version of Shubada Do Ma Ma Ma, as now heard on Steve Miller J50, The Evolution of the Joker.
Your cash ain't nothing but trash.
Take one.
Here we go.
Now we're in the studio at Capitol, warming up on Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash. And you can tell we're really getting into character here. The groove is great, the band's killing it. And then we cut the track.
Yeah, you may have heard about the gangster love and the space cowboy, but I'm gonna whip a cat on you right now. He's had more trouble, trials and tribulations. One, two, three, hey! Yeah! I was walking down the main track one night. I met a fine chick, she was built just right. She stopped when I flashed my roll. I told her she could have all of my gold. She turned around and with a frown she said, "This ain't no circus and I don't need a clown. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. And there ain't no need in your hanging around. Just to make a hit with that chick, I tried to get a Cadillac right quick. The man at the place, he looked so strange. And $900 and some change. We disagree. I tried to plead. Well, I said I ain't a chicken and I don't need your feed. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Well, baby, you're crawling way past your speed. Yeah. Slow, he got me and took all of my dough. I heard him shout as he cut out away. You ain't lost nothing, what you crying about? Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. And he took my watch and I passed out. I woke up in the arms of a big cop. Station, next stop. The judge swung his fist down, plunk, plunk. A $20 fine, cause you're drunk. Dig up the dough, and you can go. All I had was a buffalo. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. Your cash ain't nothing but trash. But I'm sure going to get me some more.
Originally done by the Clovers in 1954, that's the Steve Miller Band with a smoking, uplifting, fun version of Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash. From Steve Miller J50, The Evolution of the Joker. Now that's all the time we have left in our show. You can pick up your copy of Steve Miller J50, The Evolution of the Joker, wherever you buy music, and it's available in all different formats, albums, CDs, or digitally. Steve Miller J50, The Evolution of the Joker, All Access, was produced in New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for UME Capital, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Janice Miller, Ken Weinstein of Big Hassle Media, and Jamie Hartley of UME Capital. I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.